So, most of the Perek deals, well, most of the Perek, at least Lemishly, deals with Kimli with Rabbi Minei. But the actual context of the Perek is the issue of Onis Mafata, right, of rape and seduction. Now, some of these sugyas come up again later. I wanted to briefly touch on the chiyuv for the rapist to marry the woman that he raped, right? Yes, we're all aware of this. This is one of those themes throughout the Perek, but I want to actually analyze the nature of it. Now, like we've said in the past, the topics that we try to cover on Tuesday night primarily deal with things that, improve tech skills. So, that's what we're going to do. We're going to see how this sugya starts sexually, even though the main sugyas are a little bit later on. Actually, the main textual cue comes up in Lamed Hey Amud Beis, which I assume everybody's up to at this point. Everybody up to? Yeah, where are people? Where are you guys supposed to be up to? Lamed Chet by the end of the week?
Yeah,
Chet.
So.
Okay. What?
When did that become official?
I have no idea. In theory, I'm supposed to know the schedule, and I do have one somewhere, or lost it, but I had a schedule. Okay, so the Gemara in Lamed Hey Amud Beis says as follows, and I want you to tell me what's weird about it. Tana Rabbanan, Arayot, Ushniot L'Arayot, Ein Lehen Lo Kanas V'Lo Pitoi. Right? Arayot and Ushniot L'Arayot, so normally Ushniot L'Arayot means Rabbanan incestuous relationships, but in this case the Gemara assumes that's not what it means. As it says in the continuation, they don't have Kanas or Pitoi. Hamma Enet, Ein Lo Kanas V'Lo Pitoi, neither was an Amimma Enet.
Someone that's married off when she's under the Arab that she refuses it.
Yeah, meaning someone who is married off to Rabbanan, Bidyuk, and then because the marriage is only Rabbanan, she has the ability to
walk out.
It's an annulment, right? She has the ability to annul it herself. Island it. What's an island it?
She can't give birth.
No, meaning a woman who never reached, who never
reached Naris because she jumped from the time to Bogaris stage.
Well, she halachically reaches Bogaris immediately, but that's because she never reaches physical maturity,
yeah.
Right? In terms of sexual maturity, right? She's never capable of reproduction.
Yeah, but the condition, she legally becomes
a Bogaris, Bidyuk, in the Lokanas Vilo Pitoi, Vayotin Mishum Shem Ra, and someone gets divorced because of Shem Ra, meaning, right, people, there's an assumption that she did something improper, right? She slept around. Ein la lo kanas lo pitoi. So, what is odd about this Gemara Meikara? Right? There's a refrain that repeats itself several times in the Gemara. It is, all these people, ein la lo kanas velo pitoi. What's the problem?
Why isn't it two in one shot?
Well, what is kanas? What is kanas standing in for here?
Misa?
What? Onus. Right? I mean, think about the beginning, right? What are we talking? Onus mefata. And what word do we not have?
Onus.
We have kenas mefata. Now, what's the problem? What is the halacha regarding an onus, right? The rapist. There are two things that are relevant. One is?
You pay, and the other is you marry.
Good. Now, what's the problem? Does a mefata pay? Is Mefata Ikaron Chayev to pay?
Not if she's
Well, Naira. Sort of, right? Well, assuming we're talking about Naira, yeah.
Yeah.
No. He is, right? Meaning he can get out of it, right? The Ones has to both pay and marry her. And the Mefata can either pay or get married, right? But what's the problem? Right? Why would you call the case of Ones Kenas and the case of Mefata Mefata, right? Presumably, the Kenas is which part of the two halachos that apply to Ones? The monetary part, correct? Yes. Now the monetary part applies, not equally, but applies both to Ones and Mefata. So why would you refer to Ones as Kenas? Right? It doesn't make sense, right? Bikaron, the notion of Kenas applies both Ones and Mefata in different ways. So you should have said Ones and Mefata. Right? So, what would you say? Right? Why does the Gemara use that language? Right? Why does it call it kenas mefata?
Using that expression up until now in every other Mishnah?
It actually hasn't. Right? We don't have that phrase kenas mefata.
Oh, you say kenas.
We have kenas, we have mefata, we also have onus.
Wait, are these people he can't marry? Well, the thing is, the Maenet he can, but others among these he probably...
Some of them you can, but the Maenet you can.
No, I'm saying that would answer halfway, if you know what I mean.
So Tosos just says, well, look, come on, think like Tosos, right? Right? I assumed until now that what is Kenas? What part of the onus process is Kenas? The monetary part. But what if I said not that way? What if I said that the chiv to marry the anusa is also kenas? Right? Then...
I thought kenas right, means monetary fine.
Not necessarily, right? It could mean a punishment, right? Meaning generically. So that's at least the claim that Tosos makes. Tosos says, lo kenas lo pitui. So he says, well, istigares velo onus. Right? Some say, they just eliminate the problem, and they say, the gear says actually... Onus umefate mishum de pitui nami kenasu, because both onus and mefate have a kenas. The omiri de garcinan lay. No, he said our girsa is correct. Kenas umefate delosh de shayach le mikre le onus kenas tve mili pitui, because the case of rape can be called a kenas more than the case of seduction. Mishum de onus shose bat tzitzo. Because the onus, what is Shosebatsito? Shosebatsito.
He drinks out of his own thing. As in, effectively, he has to marry the woman he chose to rape.
Bidyuk, right? The Gemara next door. So this is the Gemara in Lamatet. Says, onus, Shosebatsito. He has to drink, drink his own poison, basically. Vamefate, that's not true. Imratzelohotzi motzi, if he wants to divorce her, he can. But the onus, not only does he have to marry her, he can't divorce her. So the case that shows about tzitzo, what does it mean? Afilu yichigeres, afilu yisuma, afilu mukashchen. Right, even if she's blind, even if she's lame, even if she's covered in boils, he has to marry her, he can't divorce her. Right, so Tosus claims, the Gemara specifically refers to the chiv to marry her, shows about tzitzo, that... Right, it's against his will, right? You're punishing him. That's not true by Mefate. By Mefate, he doesn't have to marry her. He can. Right, he has to in some way compensate her. Either he can marry her, or he can pay. Right, but he's not forced to do anything. But an onus is he has to marry her. He can never divorce her. So Tosus claims that, in fact, the chiv to marry itself is an onus. Now, before we go further, parenthetically, right, in this... I guess this is a shtickle academic, as they would say, or a little bit academic in less yeshivish language, right?
Or in English, you could tell.
Or in English. How would one make the mistake? Why would there be two girsos, ones vamefate and kenas vamefate?
Spelling.
Meaning?
Type of mistake.
Kipriotai.
Thanks, Rashi.
Think about the letters, people.
That's what I meant.
I mean, they look the same, right? There's a nun samach at the end, and think about the aleph and the kuf, right? The kuf has the, right, the arched part of it and the line, right? The aleph, right, also does, right? Have you ever seen it, right? It's not a terrible manuscript mistake to happen, right? It's very simple that you could have something in front of you, and someone could think it's kanas, someone could think it's ones, right? This is a very common mistake. And you'll see in Rishonim that we so often they'll make this point. Okay, so Tosos looks at our girsa and he said, look, well, it depends on our girsa. Our girsa seems to conclude that, in fact, Ones is more of a kenas than Mefate, because even the chiyuv to marry and the isher to divorce is kenas, and therefore it is a more complete, a more stringent kenas overall than Mefate. But the other girsa that says Ones or Mefate seems to reject that and says, look, kenas is equivalent, right? The way Tosfos says it is tegaris below Ones mishum depito inami kenasu, meaning they are both kenas elamai, right? There's the second element by onus. So the question that comes up then is, when we think about the chiyuv for the rapist to marry the anusa, the person he raped, is that a kenas or not? What's the nafkamina? Who cares whether we define it as kenas or not? What are the differences between kenas and, well, put it this way. If it isn't a kenas, what is it?
It's nezek.
The chiyuv to marry her?
No. I thought you meant the money.
No. If the chiyuv to marry her is not a kenasa, what is it?
Just something you have to do.
Thank you! No. Thank you! Not so complicated. A mitzvah! Something you have to do! I don't know why this was so complicated. Right? Meaning, it could just have a status of a chiyuv, a mitzvah. What's the nafka mina between it being a kenas and being a mitzvah? Well, in theory. A very simple one. Straight up.
What?
Good luck on your interview. Send my regards to Ray Brody.
We've been getting interviews for tikva.
Yeah?
Well, you could, in theory, have kima bila kima bitlay dlay bitlay.
Oh, God. Come on, people, give me a very simple, straight... No, you're not. But give me the most straightforward difference between kenas and mitzvah. Straightforward, very pragmatic.
Kenas always has something wrong, and mitzvah is...
I mean, that's in terms of the implication. Bizman has a...
Bizman can enforce it or not.
Or do you need a bizman to enforce it? Right? Kinas is always implemented by Bezdin. Without a Bezdin, it doesn't exist. Right? The Gemara is very explicit, right? Bizman Hazeh, we implement Dine Mamanos, right? Assuming they're Shriach, even though we don't have a Bezdin of Smuchin, because we rely on the mechanism of Shlichusayu. Right? Our Batei Dinim are on some level the messengers of the original Bezdin, the Gemara and Bava Kama Daf Begim, Amud Beis, or Beidal, Amud Bet, primarily other places in Draz also. That's the primary sugya. But kinas, we do not implement kinas unless we have a bezdin of smuchin. So, very simply, someone rapes a woman bizman hazeh. She wants to marry him. Does he have to marry her or not?
She probably doesn't. Yes.
She probably doesn't bizman hazeh. There probably isn't a very practical enough commitment to it. But in theory, right? Well, depends. If it's kinas, no. If it's a mitzvah, yes. Now, what happened? Another nafkamina. What if he's modet? What if there are no witnesses? He's modet that he raped her. What's the halacha by modet b'kenas? Modet b'kenas pater. If you admit to having done something with your chayv b'kenas, you're pater because k'day rishaso, right? Asher yashion Elohim. Elohim lo es atzmo. Right? Bezdin has to be mechayv you, not yourself. So, if you're modet, right, and there's no edim. Are you chayav to marry her or not? Well, depends. If it's a mitzvah, yes. If it's a kenas, no. So, let's look. Sefer Achinuch, mitzvah, tavkuf nun zayin. Mitzvah la'onesh isa anusa sa le'isha. It is a mitzvah for the rapist to marry the woman he raped. V'noheges mitzvah zul in yinachrech pir'ona kenas b'zacharim b'zman abayesh yishkoch v'yinu lada dine kenasos. And the mitzvah to pay applies to men when there's a Beis HaMikdash, and we have the ability to punish people with kenas, to give them fines. Ule'inyon shisa'ena ha'ones af bizman hazeh mitzvah alav. But the mitzvah to marry the person he raped, it applies even bizman hazeh. Sha'nisu'in mitzvah velo kenas, because the chiyuv to marry is a kenas and not a mitzvah. Right? So So here's a very straightforward nafkamina. Right? You see that these were the two girsos that Tosus had in the Gemara. The Tosus's conclusion that it's a kenas would mean that bizman hazeh you're not chayev. According to the Sefer HaChinuch, you are, because it's a mitzvah. Even though you're not chayev for the payment, you are chayev to marry her. The tour, if you look, next one, Simon Kof Ayin Zayin. And Rashi says the same thing in Makos Daf Tesvav. Seems to hold like Tesvos that it is a kenas, right? You see that from this very simple question in the Gemara. Right, what was the girsa? Was it ones umefate or kenas umefate? Right, you have this machlokas emerging. Rishonim, is the chiyuv to marry the woman you raped or kenas or not? Nafkamina, most straightforward nafkamina, does it apply when you don't have a bezdin? Secondary nafkamina, right? Does it apply if you're modet? That's the next source. Look at the Shut Radbaz. This is the Shut Radbaz. Chelik Alef Siman Yutet. Sha'al Tami Mani. You asked me, Odiacha Daiti Misha Onas Naravacha Chode. If someone raped a girl and then he admitted, the Kaimlan Modet Bekenas Pater. And we hold that if somebody admits then he is pater v'gam kem yiliso sa kevin shabadim en ekenazo demo konza liso sa. So is he also pater from marrying her or not? Tshuva. I've never seen this explicit. I think you force her that he has to marry her and drink his own poison. And I'll prove it to you. And what's his proof going to be before we even read it? Right? In order to prove that even a modet, right, modet is going to have to marry her, what's he going to have to prove? That it is a mitzvah, not a kenas. And that's what he proves. Teida, the shei mitzvah asei nenu, because there's two positive mitzvahs. Echad litena kenas, one is to give the kenas, echad lisosa, and the other is to marry her, v'chem inon haramam zal shei mitzvahs. And the ramam counts as two mitzvahs as well. Mashmet lo ha'baha talia tu, which implies that they are not contingent one on the other. Demotib kenas pater amrinan, v'ha'olav kenasu, and this is not a kenas. V'avagav damrinan v'afil chigers v'afil mitzaraz. And even though we say he has to marry her no matter what, which was what Tosfos used to prove, that it's kenas, high, low, heavy, Taima or Havya Taima Mishum Kenas. It's not a Kenas, right? Like Tosfos thought. El Mishum Shehu wrote to Lishtos Ba'atid Zeh, because he wanted to drink from this cup. Vafilu Taima Shehu Onesh. And even if you want to say it's a punishment, Onesh Lavainu Kenas. And a regular punishment is not equivalent to a Kenas. Vahamode bit unsho. And if someone just admits to a regular punishment, Eno Niftar Menu. V'aval gaiv dekaimelon demisha bav amar avarti avira ploni. And even though in general we say that if someone comes and admits that I violated a certain avira, halkuni, give, and says, give me Malkos, ain't Malkano, so we don't give him Malkos. Hainu mishum deinadim mesem matzma rasha. That's because we don't allow someone to incriminate himself legally. Avala modish anas isha, but if someone admits that he raped, lo shayach haitaima, this doesn't apply to zu. The high love kinasu, it doesn't apply because Bezdin doesn't have to force it. Right, Vesu, the high love kinasu, elamamon is chayvelu lisosa. Furthermore, at some level, really has the chiyuv of mamon. Right? Because really, why do you have to marry her? Because no one else is going to marry her. So now you've raped her, so you have to take care of her. Lidin lasher ksus veona. Right, you have to marry her to take care of her. It's a mitzvah, it's an onesh, but it's not a kinas. Right, some sort of monetary compensation, some sort of mitzvah reparation. V'lama yipater b'hodato. So why should you become pater for admitting? V'su, the chiddush is chiddush chacham modek b'kenas pater. Furthermore, it's a chiddush to say that someone who admits to a kenas pater v'ein l'chabol chidusha daf kenas shal mamon. And even if it is a kenas, it's not a monetary kenas, so it's not a classic kenas. V'su, the chiddush gadol kazel lo lishtamet chad min aposkim. And here it makes a methodological point. Also, if this were true, someone would have said it. Sheshmenos, right, people wouldn't have refrained from saying it. Alkach ein lanu l'masha amra tera. And therefore it must apply. So I understand by mifate. He doesn't have to marry her. He can either pay or marry. So there, where marrying her is just a way of getting out of the kenas and vice versa, so there, if he's modeh, then he doesn't have to marry her. Right? Because he never really has to marry her. He just... it's a way of getting out of the kenas, but he's motiv kenas, he's not chayv money, so he doesn't have to marry her in order to get out of the kenas. That I understand. Like, he doesn't like kenas. Okay, ones, she chayv tarte, but by ones, where there's two separate mitzvos, lisos of losses kenas, afilim hotiv kenas, minifter menu adayin nishar chiv, hasheni kemosha chayv losses tar uboshes, vegam shem mamon, chayv lisos of kovenos alakach, and we force him, efshir kemirova, pshitos hadavar lo dibur, rishonim, and could be because it's so obvious, no one ever talked about it. Right? So, nafkimi number one. Was, does it apply bismanazeh without bezdin? Number two, does it apply if you are modeh? Right, the Radbaz assumes that it is a mitzvah, and therefore modeh bikanas is patur, but this is not a kanas, and therefore you are chayev. But one could say that if it's a kanas, then in fact you'd be chayev. Now, the Radbaz also suggests that might not actually be true. It could be that only kanas mamon is patur if you're modeh, so it could be that even if you hold it as kanas, the modeh bikanas nafkamina would not be true, and either way, you would have to marry her, even if you were modeh.
Isn't it just a little bit odd to assume that a punishment is equivalent to marriage? I mean, you don't normally consider marriage to be a punishment.
Yeah, but the Gemara here is explicit that it is. But here the Gemara is explicit.
So you can say that the kenas is definitely...
The Gemara is explicit. It's clearly a punishment, right? The Gemara says he shows it batzitza, right? He drinks, right, basically the cup that he, his own cup that he filled, right? Why? And afil yichigeres, afil mukoshchen, right? Even if she's lame, blind, and covered in boils, right? It doesn't matter, right? He has married. It's clear the Gemara conceptualized it as a punishment, right?
Don't you need her consent for marriage? Don't you always need
Correct. She doesn't have to. She doesn't have to marry her rapist if she doesn't want to, right? That's obvious, right? But remember, especially in the ancient world, right? If someone wasn't a basula, that was a real problem. So she might dafka want to, right? Especially if Bezdin is going to force him to live up to his right, obligations to her. Okay. So now we have the two sides. We have two potential nafkaminas. One of them seems clear whether it applies to Bezman or Zer or not. The second one seems to apply, which is whether it's Padr by Moda or not. Though the Radbaz does note that it could be that the Xer Sakas of a Moda Kanas Padr only applies by Kanas Mama. This whole question is explicated again in the Kovit Shurim of Rochan and Wasserman. I just want to read it inside and then make one more point based on the smock and show how the, we'll see it inside. I don't think the Kovit Shurim read the smock correctly here, but we'll see it inside. So he says, Lo kinas, v'chulei, v'donei shosu batzito, mashma. Dohad shosu batzito hu b'taras kinas. It implies that it's a kinas, right? Like Tosfos. V'im kein eninok b'zman hazeh, and therefore it shouldn't apply b'zman hazeh. And the smak and the chinuch say that b'zman hazeh it does apply because it's a mitzvah, not a kenas. And he assumes it's from the ban as well. In sefer mitzvahs mitzvah reish lamed hey, because of ein mitzvah say kenas that no positive mitzvah can be qualified as a kenas. Ein lomer b'mishnah v'ein olas so shei kenas b'shem banim because it can't be that something you're commanded to do actively is a kenas. This is a little bit odd because at a kenas also it's something you have to do. And you violate mitzvah to say if you don't pay it. Maybe he thinks that a kenas is actually not a mitzvah to say. It's just a halacha, right? It's not a positive mitzvah, it's just a law. You owe money. It's tashlumin of sorts. And if eino misham over below tashok. And if you don't pay it, then you violate, lo tashok, right? The iser to not pay your workers on time. Right? Meaning it's a monetary obligation fundamentally. Lo bita mitzvah say v'gabe nitan al pnuya, kadva tozer rush, ika mitzvah lakonsa, mvali bala, v'teima da krab in airek say v'nitan al pnuya, holo airi dafka pnuya. Fine. V'chem v'shokhan arach, kadva stam the mitzvah lakonsa, v'lo pesha dafka pnuya. Right now he gets into the question of who does it apply to. We'll leave that aside. The Tajbeit seems to hold that by Bogeres, even though you don't force the person to pay the knas, you do force him to marry, which does split the two, right? That the which implies that the mitzvah to marry is not connected to the knas, which again could perhaps be a third chiluk. Right? If you think that everything is a kanas, we know that the chiv to pay only applies when she's a naira. Right? And if you think that everything is a kanas, and maybe that they're equivalent, and neither of them apply by bogeres, if you think they're different, that one is a mitzvah saseh, to protect the woman, and one is a chiv, is a payment, it could be that the chiv to pay only applies by naira, but the chiv to marry her applies even by bogeres. That seems to be what emerges from the tashbet. V'hutema, but this is astonishing. Now, uvismak. Now, before we get to it, right, the question he's about to deal with is when we say that there is a kenas, right? So, there's two ways of formulating the kenas. One of them which is right, and one of them which is wrong. Or at least that's about what the Kovit Shurim is about to say, right? Is the chiyuv to marry her, or is the chiyuv to ensure that she gets married? Right? Now, which of those is it? There's only one right answer. To marry her, thank you. Right? And he says, Uvismak kasavd im haboel nasui. The smak said that if the rapist is married, v'ef shali senem v'nei cherem deren gerishom, and therefore b'zman hazeh he can't marry her because of the cherem derabenu gerishom, tzarech lazis la nidunya shetucho li nasi lehagun. He has to pay her dowry so that she will be able to get married. V'gam de tzarech iyon. And this doesn't make sense. Teheichan Ksuva mitzvah zuli yisa nela acher. Because even if there's a mitzvah or kenasa, whatever it is, to marry her, there clearly is not a mitzvah to ensure she gets married. Right? It's for you to marry her. If you are prevented from marrying her for whatever reason, ein ma lasot, like all the Arayos cases in the Gemara. Right? But l'fi ani hazdaiti, there was never such a tzad. No one ever said it. And if you look at the smaka next door, he says, "Mikomakom gam ata machrichen as ones lakachas liisha." Even as Ma said, we force him to marry her. Imhiva viarotim, assuming her and her father want it. Achatiem and Aksheras love a bekal as long as they're allowed to get married. The im yesh lo isha v'yesh chirim biye hayam ata sholikech shenashim. And if he's married and there's the chirim demin regershom. So we put him in chayram until he pays her a dowry. Now, the Rav Elchanan assumed that the smak thought that this was part of the original mitzvah midaraisa. This is probably because he didn't sit on a bezdin, right? And he didn't live in a world where there was a tremendous amount of force to the rabbinic powers. This is probably not true in the medieval period. In the medieval period, the Bate Dinim had a lot of force, and they used to do what? Right? In addition to implement halacha, what did they do?
Hurt people.
What?
Hurt people.
No, but they kept order. Their job was to keep order. So one of the things that they did, they were able to punish people. Right? They were able to force people to do things for the betterment of society, like any government, which is not, and they weren't bound only to halacha. They could make zeros. I assume that was going on in the smock. Right? The smock, meaning, it's obvious that the reason that we're machayev the rapist to marry the woman is for her, right, safety, for her well-being. Right? That doesn't mean that the mitzvah is to ensure that she gets married. But it's clear that that's clearly at least part of the underlying reason for the mitzvah, and therefore even if formally it's not chayev, right, it seems like in the time of the smock, they forced men to do it, right, just to protect the women. I don't think he's claiming that was the original mitzvah. I could be wrong. I don't think that's what he's doing. I think it's clear, right, he doesn't say we forced them. He's saying, menadino so. Right, we have to communicate him until he does it, which usually means it's the right thing to do. We want you to do it. It's clearly part of the mitzvah, even if not the formal part of the mitzvah. Rav Elchanan, I think, took a little bit too formally. Okay, so just review quickly. So we have this strange line in the Gemara, which calls it Knas Mamafata, which implies that the entire institution of Ones is Knas, presumably including the Chiyuv to marry, and that's what Tosfos claims based on the Gemara in Lamed Tet, where it sounds like we really are punishing him, forcing him to do something he doesn't want. Shows it about Tzitzo, he has to drink from his own cup, even if he wouldn't want to. The other Girsa is Ones Umefata, which would make more sense if you think that it is not a Knas. The payment is a kenas, the chiv to marry is not. It's just a mitzvah, which is the position of the chinuch. The nafkamina would be bizman hazeh. Again, the chinuch says explicitly bizman hazeh, you are chayev. And because he says it is a mitzvah, if it's kenas, pashtras is you are not chayev. The second possible nafkamina noted by the Radbaz is mode bekenas patur, is if you admit to it, do you have to marry her? So at first he says he thinks you do because he assumes it's a mitzvah. So you see that would be a nafkamina. At the end, he says it might not be true. It might be even if you think it's a kanas, maybe the chiddush of modu kanas patur is only by dine mamonos, and therefore here you would still have to marry her. He then notes that this is only true again by ones, by mefate. Clearly, if you're moda, you are patur for marrying her because marrying her is just a way out of paying the kanas. The Kovet Shurim again spells out this chiluk. Note that the Ramban seems to also hold it to mitzvah because he thinks any mitzvah zaseh any kenas is not a mitzvah zaseh, any mitzvah zaseh is not a kenas. Rav Elchanan claims this might not be true, but what would the alternative be? That a kenas, if it's not a mitzvah zaseh, it might just be a chiyuv mamon. And the last sort of parenthetical question is, when we talk about the chiyuv to marry her, is it bikaron to marry her, or is it fundamentally to ensure that she gets married? Pashtus is it's to marry her. The Kovet Shurim believes that the smak holds otherwise, does not think that's a plausible read of the sugya, and Levianiya's idea is neither a plausible read of the smak. I think what the smak is picking up on, and you always have to remember this, that is in addition to the formal halakha, clearly part of the spirit of the law is to take care of the woman. So, it seems that in time of the smak, in order to protect the woman, even though you couldn't formally keep the mitzvah of marrying the woman if it violated Chirim Nerim Gershom, they set up a different gzera, and they would put someone in Chirim if they didn't ensure that she got married. Okay, and...